from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
An Odyssey Sports Station. Mornings on the Game means more of the morning shift.
Nice. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hour brought to you by Zero Res Smart, Last and Clean. Rolling here on the morning shift. Mike and Bo hanging out with you on this beautiful Falcon Friday. Rise up! Feeling good about tonight's game. Obviously, it'll be the third and final installment of the preseason for the Atlanta Falcons as they build towards roster cuts. I am guessing, Bo, you'll be in the building tonight. I'll be hanging out here at the studio doing pre and post with Chris Goforth. Make sure you don't miss that. I'm guessing we won't see any of the starters, just like the previous couple of preseason games, but I think it's good to see those depth pieces because they have to make some really difficult decisions here in the coming weeks.
Yeah, so, I'm not saying that this is the truth and the spoken word, but there might be some foreshadowing of what is going to happen with this roster come Tuesday based on who we see tonight. Yeah. But then again, there could also be guys that are out there playing. There might be some, we won't know this, but there might be some last look position battles for, you know, the guys on the back end or even special teams.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt, and I think Raheem's the kind of guy that's going to put you up to bat if he knows that, you know, maybe your position's log jammed. Like, hey man, let's get some good film out there and make sure other teams are getting a chance to get a look. 404-726-0929. The phone lines are wide open right now, talking about the AJ Terrell contract extension. What's your thoughts on that? If he deserves the money and how excited you are to have him. Let's go back to the lines. We got Zach back on the line from Kennesaw. Zach, what's going on, man? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Love the show.
Thanks.
You know, I think it's twofold. I mean, first off, hey, guess what? The Falcons signed a cornerback, just not the way everyone thought it was going to be. You know, I think when you look at Terry, he might have a little AA 2.0 in him there because I think he's looking at it from a market standpoint. Like, I was looking yesterday and today, and you've got the projected, like, any time a team right now is going through and hitting that franchise tag on cornerback, it's 17.2 mil, right? You got a guy like Tyson Campbell down in Jacksonville who, I'm not trying to get in no one's pockets, solid cornerback, right?
Yeah.
Is he A.J. Terrell? He's making 19.2 this year. So I think when you look at it from a projection standpoint with the cap and everything else, you're going to look at it almost like you look at the Kirk Cousins contract this year. Initially, you're like, oh, man, 20 mil seems like a lot. But next year, when guys like that are signing contracts for 20 mil, you have to easily pay AJ north of that. Like, so you're talking, not only that, you have that. Now, Terry has freed up some money for the Falcons as well without having to restructure any of your current players. And you've got a solid leadership piece on that defense that's not going anywhere for a couple of years. So I appreciate you guys letting me in on the call and listen to you talk, and I'll sit back.
All right, thanks, buddy. That's a great call, Zach. And I think he's kind of saying it. And look, man, we're going to spend some time kind of breaking down the difference between AJ Terrell and other guys we think are the top corners, the Jalen Johnsons, Jair Alexanders, you know, a couple of years ago, Jalen Ramsey, those kind of guys. But I think he brings up a good point, Bo, where you really have to look at it in terms of the Tyson Campbells of the world, the ones that are making the incredible amounts of money. And you kind of broke down some stats earlier about targets, you know, touchdowns given up, percentage, you know, completion percentage when they're being targeted. I don't know that Tyson Campbell, I don't know that he's anywhere near the top of the list on a lot of the categories that you're talking about when you're comparing guys like Jalen Johnson to AJ Terrell.
Yeah, I didn't even, to me, Tyson Campbell wasn't a guy that I was going at and looking at, mainly because I look at Jalen Johnson, who literally just signed his deal in March, right before free agency started, March 7th. He signed a, what, four-year, $76 million deal, which was had total of like right around $52 million guaranteed. I can pull up Tyson Campbell, who, by the way,
ding,
has one more interception than in his career than AJ, and he, you know, he's and since 2021, this guy last year, Tyson Campbell allowed almost 70% completion against rate in 11 games, and you know, let's look at Jalen Johnson. To me, since 2021, let's throw out rookie years, because AJ and Jalen Johnson are the same year, they've been in the league the same amount of time, and they're making around the same money, and they both just got new contracts. Jalen Johnson's played in 40 games.
Okay.
AJ's
right.
played in 47. Since 2021 alone.
The best ability is availability.
Jalen Johnson in seven less games has allowed 125 completions against him and 181 attempts.
Okay.
AJ's allowed 130 completions and 242 attempts.
So we're roughly, what, 60 more attempts going at AJ Terrell? Is that what you're telling me?
41 more attempts.
Okay, I'm a little bit off, but I'm in the ball.
The completion percentage against Jalen Johnson is 57.9%.
Okay.
In that same span, that time span, in seven more games, and with more attempts against him, AJ Terrell is allowed 53.8% completion against.
All right.
Now, the stat gets skewed a little bit is you don't know the coverage here, but it's touchdowns.
Right. Right.
And Jalen's allowed five less than AJ in less attempts, but when you go back and you break down the number that everyone wants to look at, apparently the way we judge defensive backs in 2024 is interceptions.
Sure.
Jalen Johnson has one more in his career than our guy AJ.
Okay. All right. Well, AJ obviously not having a couple, and that's going to be the knock on AJ Terrell. I do think it's funny because, look, I'm not a big fan of, like, the Pro Football Focus grades. I've mentioned it a number of times. You and I have watched film, and it's like they don't know what they're looking at a lot of times. You don't know what the hot read is or which receiver's running the right route. You don't know unless you're in the film room, and I think that's been explained. I think J.J. Watt's come out recently and talked about that, some of the other players. But it is funny because I think it's good in terms of just comparing players. I don't know if I believe in overall grades, you know, to a T, but – it's usually the same eyes watching both players, so I think when you compare them in that realm, let me give you just two numbers that might shock you a little bit. Tyson Campbell's overall grade last year, 61.5 on Pro Football Focus. Guess who has a 64.7, and it's a current Falcon.
Mike Hughes.
Antonio Hamilton.
Huh?
Has a 64.7 grade from last year, as far as and he Pro
might
Football
be, Focus. And he might be our backup nickel.
And he's going to be our backup nickel. And I think he's a good player. I think that's kind of my point. You look at the money that Tyson Campbell's making. Now, this could be two or threefold. You could say, hey, that's a knock on Pro Football Focus. That's a knock on the Jags, scouting department. That's a knock on Tyson Campbell. I don't know. But the key is when you're looking at these grades and you're trying to compare things, because I'm not going back and watching Jacksonville film or Antonio Hamilton's film from last year. I'm not going to do it. Let's go back to the lines, get one more call in. 404-726-0929. Let's head out to College Park and get our buddy Marcus. Marcus, good morning, buddy. All right, let's shift gears and let's go down to Daryl in McDonough. Daryl, what's up?
Good morning. Swedish Nation early this morning.
All right, Daryl. I love hearing that, my
Jesus.
Man. My man.
Hey, Mike, I got a question for you.
All right.
And I'm going to hang up to ask him and hang up to listen. Let's just say, what if Kirk Cousins get us to the championship,
all right,
and then he signs after that, he doesn't get hurt or nothing, and he signs another 2-year, say, extension contract. What do you think Michael Penix, how he would feel like almost sitting for 4 years? All right, buddy. Love y'all guys.
Here's what I'm going to say. Phenomenal call. Thanks for weighing in, Daryl. Here's what I'm going to say. I don't think that Michael Penix, I don't think that situation would ever play itself out, and here's why. Michael Penix, after 4 years, would be up for up for another contract himself.
Well, you'd have to. You'd have already picked up that option.
Right. You're going to pick up the option. If you're going to extend Kirk Cousins, you're not going to pick up his option because you're not paying that much for a backup quarterback, which God knows what it'll be in 4 years, whatever that option will be.
Yeah. And if you think that he's not the guy for 4 years.
Yeah. Lance is a terrible comparison, but you would have to just say, hey, man, this is not. We like what we have. And you could probably find a lot of trade value out there.
I think the thing about
at that point.
So I got two thoughts. One on this, and one back to the Jalen Johnson AJ stuff. On something you said. First off, is Trey Lance was brought in there to be the starter. They traded up to bring him in. They were gonna let him kind of sit for a year and maybe take the job, and it never panned out. Secondly, you made a really good point about we don't know the coverage and everything. No, we don't. But all we can do is judge based on the numbers that we're given. And if you are sitting in your car or behind a microphone somewhere and you know the exact call and coverage that team was running, then you know more than a lot of people, and congratulations, because I don't think there's any way you know it unless you were in that huddle or on the headset at that game.
Yeah.
And the reality is all we have is the numbers. And if you're if people talked about how good of a deal in this city it was with Jalen Johnson and the Bears re-signed him, then you better not be saying it's not a good deal that they re-signed AJ Terrell for almost the exact same deal.
Yeah, we got to roll on here on the morning shift, 404-726-0929. If you want to weigh in on AJ Terrell, and the extension, we come back on the other side. We got to talk about the Braves, man. Great night at Truist Park last night. Spencer Schwellenbach, Adam Duvall, Whit Merrifield, Matt Olson, all of the above. Morning shift rolls on. Mike and Squid, Sports Radio, 929 again.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.